I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
All right, everybody, welcome on in. It's KSL's unrivaled. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell, Scotty Mitchell. You hear me on your end? Are you everything okay?
I hear you loud
okay.
and clear.
That's
yeah.
good.
Yes,
right.
I'm here.
Are you wearing a mask while we're doing this? That make me feel a lot better. Just what, I don't want to get anything through a microphone or anything.
What would you like me to have, a mask on or off? I do not have a mask on right now.
Oh! Can you get it through electronics, like over a few miles?
I think it's possible, actually.
They haven't disproved it, so.
Well, it sends a wave, and that wave it has to have something in it, so maybe it has, I don't know.
They've told me that I don't have to be in the studio wearing it, so.
Okay, that's good.
So here's the deal. We're going to jump in on the topic here, and I'm just going to play this audio, and I want you to react to it. This is, let me see here. This is Dan Graziano from ESPN, and he's throwing a bold prediction out, because that's the thing we do now when we're bored. We go, I'm going to give a bold prediction, and this one certainly is bold. Take a listen.
Will win more Super Bowls with the Packers than Aaron Rodgers will end up winning. And that's, remember, this is Aaron Rodgers has won. So unless he wins one of the next, you know, two or three, all Jordan Love has to do is win two to make this prediction come true. And, you know, it's supposed to be bold, right? I didn't want to be like, oh, so-and-so will be the leading rookie running back. You know, let's be bold. So, and I thought, what if the Packers, who draft very well, who over the past couple of decades have done as much winning and as much making the playoffs as any team in the league, what if they were right about this guy? What if the Jordan Love pick actually turns out to have been a really smart pick, the way once upon a time the Aaron Rodgers pick was?
So this is kind of a mantra that we do on our show here, bold and stupid.
Bold and stupid.
This would be a bold and stupid thing to do.
We kind of like it, though. That's the way I like it, though.
No,
it's like going out there. Well, and I tried to think, how would that be possible?
When we – so I was not a big Jordan Love fan.
Right.
And you go, dude, if you watched him, like his sophomore year, he was amazing. He was like, and I was like, yeah,
what'd
okay.
you make me sound like that for?
Sometimes that's how it comes out.
What do you mean? All right, so I said that, and then
just like that.
But then when ended up happening?
And then
scouting skills were good.
We're legit. So I got legit skills. So as I watched him, he has it's not what he did, but the guy has some things, some foundational things that are good. Just throwing the ball, can make all the throws. He's athletic. He could fit well into a lot of the systems that seem to be being implemented into the pros. And he's been drafted by the Packers, so they love him. right? They want to be smart. They want to be right. So they're going to give this guy every opportunity to succeed.
When they say that they draft well, are they saying that, like, that, oh,
that's every team hits and misses all the time. That's like whatever. That's not a reason why you should say he's gonna be this guy. The reason is you've got an organization that's really committed to him. They're not committed to Aaron Rodgers. Like he's from an old regime. He's kind of at the end of his time, but Jordan Love isn't. And with the way technology is, way the game is, a guy can play for 20 years. So in a 20-year period of time, if that's how long he plays, and he will he win two Super Bowls? There's a real likelihood that could happen, and it's a little bit of a lame pick because you know Aaron Rodgers has only won one, and so if he says, well, he's going to win more Super Bowls than Ben Roethlisberger or maybe someone who's Eli Manning who's won a couple, maybe that's a little bit more of a stretch. I think what they're saying is Aaron Rodgers was a good player, and Jordan Love, who everyone thinks, who the heck is this guy, could ultimately end up being a better player.
Did this feel like a little bit of a – it felt like it was more of a diss on, like, the Aaron Rodgers who he's become now, which is kind of like not real friendly to media, not real friendly to anybody, kind of a grumpy old dude who is a really good quarterback still, but kind of comes across as this lone wolf thing, even though he's dating – what's her name?
Danica Patrick.
And so he comes across as this, like, I don't need anybody kind of thing. And I think he's falling out of favor with the media in general, I think. And so people make these predictions based on, yeah, we could see him moving on. And, hey, why not this Jordan Love guy doing well? Because I know that for all the things we saw in Jordan Love, to say that he's going to – look, when Graziano said, all he has to do is win two more Super Bowls, oh, is that all? Is that all? How many did Dan Marino win? Zero. And that guy deserved, of all the people in the NFL that were good quarterbacks that should have won a Super Bowl championship, Dan Marino was the guy.
So Brett Favre said two things. One, he said, Dan Marino's best quarterback ever, and if you don't say that, you're lying. As far as just pure thrower, quarterback, no one was better. And I would agree with that. He also said Aaron Rodgers' job is not to be a mentor for Jordan Love, but he's going to ultimately, that's what he's going to do. Jordan Love is in, of all the quarterbacks that were drafted this year, Jordan Love's in the very best position. He's going to a good football team, a team that likes him.
Behind the most experienced quarterback.
And he's going to watch one of the best of all time prepare, going to watch how he practices, going to watch how he is in meetings. He's going to watch his demeanor. How does he handle game days? He's going to see all that. And just so you know, it's going to rub off.
That makes a difference.
It makes a huge difference.
Did you copy stuff off of Dan Marino?
Absolutely. When I came in to play, Alex, it was like, it was seamless. I mean, you think about when Aaron Rodgers came in for Brett Favre, like it wasn't this massive, oh my goodness, learning curve. You know, he had been tutored. And I guarantee you, Brett Favre didn't sit there and say, hey, kid, let me show you how to. No one does that. That never happens. But you just sit and watch and observe. And if you're awake and somewhat literate, a lot of things are going to rub off. You're going to go, oh.
There's a reason he's the best. Yeah, yeah.
And you go, oh. And you like when a coach gets up on a chalkboard, you're Joe Burrow in with the Bengals. And he goes, okay, Joe, when you go out there and play, here's what the play is. And when Jordan Love goes out, he says, here's what the play is. Here's how Aaron Rodgers is running this play. This is what it looks like. This is how you see this. It is massively different than Joe Burrow going out there and never seeing the play live. He just has to experience it for the first time, and when he does, you know, he kind of like has a bodily fluid problem, and it's the learning curve, and what you have to go through is brutal. Troy Aikman, who is a Hall of Famer, was terrible when he first started.
1-15, 1988
was so bad, and so when you have someone to show you the way. It is so much better than if you just have to kind of figure it out the painful way, and it will be an immense blessing to Jordan Love, and it very possibly could be a way for him to end up going out and winning Super Bowls.
Well, the other thing is this. The guy, he's not going to a slouch organization either. The organization has their stuff together. Yeah. On top of the fact that he's going to be learning behind one of the best quarterbacks that the league has right now, and that even that organization has had.
Had one D1 offer, and here was this kid, and he's just gone like this. And you don't know what his potential is. I mean, he could be, you know, just at the beginning of being a really, really good player or not. I don't know.
Let's take the break here. We'll come back. We've got our buy or sell segment. That segment brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. 1-800-GOT-JUNK. They make junk disappear. Stay right here with us. More to go on KSL's Unrivaled.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.